Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
We have gotten to the most important part of the service. Psalm 119 verses 130 says that the entrance of the word brings light and giveth understanding unto the simple. The other thing I want to say is that even though so many professions have been represented here, being a pastor, I don't know if it's a profession or it's a calling, but I tell you, it's a profession, and the most part of it is that it's also a calling, because you'll be a teacher, you'll be a doctor, you'll be a student, you'll be a therapist, you'll be everything to everyone, I tell you. You'll be everything to everyone, and by the grace of God, God has given us a pastor who cares for us. Church, let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet with a clap offering. Let's welcome the greatest profession we can ever have. As God has said that we should seek first the kingdom of God. And God has given us a pastor.
He leads the way. He holds my life. He holds my life. He says that, oh God, come on, sing it. Whether rain or shine.
Father, we are grateful for a day like this to come before your word to celebrate the careers that you have given to us and the ones that you are making us to be. We are grateful. But as we come before your word, may we receive what we need. May we hear what we need to hear. And may we be encouraged. May we be challenged. May we be blessed. May we be all the things that, Lord, you have put in your word. We are grateful for this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. And before you take your seat, you want to take your Bible? You want to say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I'll be taught the word of God. I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. Take your seat. And I think today has been probably the most exciting career day we have ever had. Amen. And I would like to encourage the different career groupings to take pictures after the service. Yeah. Amen. Including the photographers. Amen. I don't think the photographers are in any picture, so somebody should take a picture of them today. Amen. Hallelujah. When I was coming into the hall, I saw Auntie Flo in the white, and I was like, oh, is she going to work after church? Or I knew it was career day, but for a moment. But I think it has worked so nicely. You want to put your hands together for yourselves. Hallelujah. Amen. And I want to encourage the young people that there are people here. One of the reasons for this career day is that you just see different people. There are people to talk to. And one of our hopes is that when you see something, it will make you want to be that. You can hardly ever be what you haven't seen before. Yeah, the mind cannot know what the eye has not seen. And as you see, somebody's walking around with tape measure around her neck. And you are thinking, I want to make, go and talk to the person. Oh, you're not getting me. Go and talk to the person. Somebody's walking around maybe with a fascinator that they made. Go and talk to the person. Somebody's walking around with an engineer. You see, because you can be in school, but you honestly have no idea. Oh, is it true or it's not true? Ah. If it was not something, I'd have asked an engineer whether they knew what they were coming to do when they came. Sometimes you just choose the thing on the paper. David, am I saying the truth or I'm lying? It's kind of like revealed unto you as you are in it. So as you are here, we have older, bigger sisters and brothers who've gone through. Go and ask. Amen. Eh? Oh, you are not minding me today at all. It's true or it's not true? Yeah. Me, I would have wished for such a thing when I was growing up. You know, I would have wished for such a thing. Hallelujah. And also sometimes you should even avoid a certain course and you don't know. Oh, it's true. It's true. I used to think I wanted to be a doctor until I didn't pass my physics, so my classmates went ahead of me, which meant that those who entered the medical school entered before me. So I got a look at the medical school from the outside, a close look. Are you seeing it? And I said, Lord, I want to pass my exam, but this thing, it's not for me. This course that you are doing, that the pressure does not end. That after exams, in between, from one this thing to the next, you know, there's no gap. There's, I can't. Or you don't get it. And that channeled my life on another plane that I was more suited to. But if that thing had not happened, maybe I'd have been locked up in something that I didn't like. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So you're walking around here, you have heard engineer, 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 not knowing that the thing is not for you. I remember a certain father asked the daughter to go and do something, a course, and the daughter texted me that she wanted to do quantity survey, and I asked her, do you know what it is? Do you know what it means? At that time, Lady Reverend, who means husband, he's a quantity surveyor, and they were constructing a road, and he used to walk every day, tamale sunshine, 40 degrees, 5 kilometers down, 5 kilometers up, every day. And I remember asking her, are you sure? Are you sure you know what you're asking? It sounds nice, so when it's a good profession. Don't get me wrong. Not that it's not a good profession, but is it for you? Or you don't get the point I'm making. Is it for you? So tell your neighbor, I will fall into the right place. Amen. So young ones, this is all for your sake, oh, so that you will get up and go and ask somebody a question. Hey. KB says he's going, he'll be doing international. You are laughing. Please, when you are going, don't mind them, eh? Go and come. Hallelujah. Amen. Because many of you who have your own businesses, your dream is too small. He's dreaming that he'll become a CEO. You are there saying, oh, I just do this one or two things. Not knowing that one or two things is major things. Hey. Anyway, so we thank God. We thank God for the opportunity. Put your hands together for everyone who is taking part. I'm even seeing IT people here with their glasses that I never knew that they owned. Hallelujah. Please let me give you 3 announcements very quickly. We have some very interesting programs coming up. The first one, we have the choir has a concert on this coming Sunday. It will be in the evening from 5 p.m. Amen. So be there. Amen. The lovely Diamond concert. Be there. Last year they had a very nice concert and they are hoping to redo it. And many of you were not there last year. So this year, try and be there. Then we have a very special convention coming up on the 22nd and 23rd. Please check the date for me. Yes, the Tuesday and the Wednesday. Now, I'm calling it a special convention because it's something I've just put in here. There's a gentleman by name, Bishop Jesse Saki. He's a good friend. He's somebody who is a friend of our ministry. And he has a very remarkable understanding of the Holy Spirit. Are you there? And I want him to come and share it with us. Every time I pass by his place, I mean, the miracles that happen in his ministry. Do you understand when we say biblical time, Bible times? And it's from his walk with the Holy Spirit. And he's really somebody you want to listen to. So we'll be here on the 22nd Tuesday and the Wednesday 23rd to hear him. And then on the 1st of August, which is a Friday, we're going to have a stage play. We haven't had one in a very long time. And we're going to be watching Peter Lover right here. Wow. It's like, look, you won't do some. So at least just clap your hands, okay? Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Beautiful. Today I'm asking somebody to take the picture, a picture of the photographers also, because I don't think we have pictures. Oh, yes. Philip, do we have any pictures of the photographers? I wonder. At least I haven't seen any. So today, dear. Okay. Beautiful. All right. So we thank the Lord for giving us this day. Now, I just want to preach to finish off the series I started last week. Last week I was talking about the hidden man, isn't it? And today we want to continue talking about the hidden man. And sometimes it's good to remind ourselves, because one of the things about the hidden man is that we can go through life not being aware that there's somebody inside us. But there's somebody inside you. Tell your neighbor, there's somebody inside you. Yeah. The person looks like you. The person everything is like you. But it's inside you. Are you with me? It's like another person inside you. And that person is called the hidden man, or the inner man, or the spirit of a man. And it's very, very, very important to recognize that you have a spirit. Because when you don't recognize it, you may make certain decisions that you will live to regret later. One of the decisions that you can make is that I'm going to end everything now because I'm tired. But when you remember that you have an inner man, you remember that the end is not the end. And that all dead men are still alive. It's in the church that you hear what happens to you after death. You will not hear it anyway. All the professions that came here, none of them can tell us. Engineers, I want an engineer to tell us by his engineering calculations where we will land. Hey! Who again? The CEOs, can they tell us? Okay. What other profession? The doctors, can you tell us? The teachers, can you tell us? You were here professing how important you are. So now please tell us. Russell says that he's begging, please. You see. So it's something, and the reason is because it's not something that is just out there. People have a lot of, funny beliefs. They're just trying to guess that maybe it's like this or it's like that. So it's in the Bible that we find what happens. Amen? And then we also have people who've gone through experiences, and those experiences tie in with the Word of God. And I believe last week we were looking at something like that, if you remember. Were we not in it last week? I think when Luke chapter 16, the two people died. One was a rich man, the other was a poor man. The rich man goes to hell, and then he can see, and he can feel, and he can recognize, and he can speak, and he can cry, and he can ask. He can be tormented. He had a tongue. He was talking about someone's finger. Are you there? Proving to us that all that we have here, that's not it. That's not the end. And this morning, I was reminded, as I was preaching in the first service, I was reminded about a story that is a true story written by a man of God. His son, he had two children, a girl and a boy. And his son got very ill, and it took them a long time to find out what was wrong. So the young man almost passed. Are you with me? And at a point, it was very, 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 very dicey with the young man. So at that point, the man of God, he really wanted to cry out to God. Now, he was sitting in a place where everybody is there. Relatives are there. My wife is there. I can't scream here. I can't cry here. So he gets up and he leaves and goes to another room where he was alone, right there in the hospital. And that is where he now breaks out. He begins to call on the Lord. And you know what I mean? Sometimes you want to tell God your Your dreaming, son, your heart matter. Are you there? Anyway, by the grace of God, this young man, this three-year-old, recovers. And he comes back home. Now, after he comes back home, over the space of time, a year, 2 years, the young boy would say some things. Are you here? He would just say some things. For instance, one day father was driving with him. They were going somewhere. And the young boy said, I met Grandpa. And Grandpa told me that I should say hello to you. His father, Grandpa passed away before you even came on this earth. Where did you meet Grandpa? Then he said, that time when I was in the hospital, Jesus came for me. And I went. So the father asked, what are you saying? Then the boy said, I could see myself there. Then the young boy told him, he described the scene when the father left the place everybody was sitting and went to another room. This was something only the man knew. He had not even told his wife that when he went out of the room that day, it was to go and cry unto the Lord. But here was the boy saying it. So the man realized that his three-year-old had really and truly had an experience. And he had actually left. He actually left his body. And the doctors were frantically trying to resuscitate him. And it worked. But the boy had an encounter up there. Another time, the boy was there. He said, I met my sister. And the guy said, he said, but you have one. No, I have two sisters. He said, no. But so and so, because he had an older sister, a few years older. They said, no, I met my sister. Then he described how he met her in heaven and how she was very happy to meet him. And the father said, really? What was her name? Then the little boy said, she didn't have a name. She didn't have a name. Why did she have? Because you didn't give her a name. Then the man remembered that in their childbearing years, when they had number one, there was another pregnancy that the child was born and died before naming. Are you there? He said it was a time of sorrow for them, and he and his wife had cried so much. And he said he met that child. He met her in heaven. She still didn't have a name. Are you in the church? Hey, you are very quiet, oh. You see, at the time, this boy, 3 years, had not yet been born. He had not yet been in his mother's womb. He came, he was the next child. So the man called his wife. He said, you know, this child, this thing, it's not a dream, oh. The boy, the things he's saying. So the father purposed in his heart that anytime the boy says something, he will write it. And that became the subject of a book that the father, yes. Why am I sharing this with you? To say that, Charlie, the life after death, yeah, is real. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's real. It's very real. And that's why we've been talking about the hidden man, the inner man. Are you there? Your spirit is part of you. When he's with you when you come. And today, I'm just going to round up on this by just going into other things that we need to learn. This is not the first time you've heard this preaching. And if you have been in this church for some time, you know that I'm talking about seven great principles. Principle number one, man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. So this afternoon, because I don't feel like preaching, and because singing is also preaching, I have Sherilisa here. She's going to sing the sermon for us. If you are wise, you have your something around. You can be writing the principles. And may God help us. God bless you. Beautiful.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul. In a body.
Do you recognize principle number one?
Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and lives in a body. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, and lives in a body. Oh.
principles.
The spirit of an empty man.
Principle number two.
And desperately wicked. Oh.
Seven great principles.
The spirit of a saved man.
Hey, principle number three.
And truly holy.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. For you were born again.
Principle
your spirit
number four.
Is a newborn baby, and it must grow.
Seven great principles.
After you are saved,
principle number
your
five.
Mind is still the same. It must be renewed. Oh.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul. In a body.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. You
were
born
six.
Again, your body is still the same. You must keep it under control.
Seven great principles.
After you were saved, your mind is open to all kinds
principle
of thoughts.
Number seven.
You must learn to think on the right things. Oh.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Oh.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit.
Seven great principles.
He has a soul.
Seven great principles.
And he lives in a body.
Seven
you
great
must learn to keep it under control.
Seven great principles.
Man is a spirit.
Seven great principles.
I have a soul.
Seven great principles.
And he lives in a body.
Seven great
you must learn
principles.
To think on the right thing.
Seven great principles.
You are a spirit.
Seven great principles.
And you have a soul.
God bless you. Put your hands together. That's a sermon in a song. So that if you don't remember it when it's preached, you remember it when it is sung. Hey. Or maybe you remember point number one when it's preached, and you remember point number five when it's sung. Wow. Hallelujah. So today I'm just quickly going through it again because it's good to remind ourselves that it's not only what we see here. Amen. Your spirit needs to be taken care of. Wow. Are you there? Beautiful. I have some people who normally help me to preach this service, this sermon. Yes, body, who is the soul in this service? I keep forgetting. Who is the soul here? I forgot to know. Who? It's been a while. Oh, I'm sure I preached this in January. Are you sure it's been a while? Okay, then I need a volunteer soul. Okay, you can come. Then I need the spirit. The spirit by default must be a small person. I need a small person. Hey, you can't come cry. When they say come, you don't know what blessing will flow. Then you are sitting there unless they beg you. Come, don't worry. All right. You are too close, but it can work. Okay, so we've been preaching this for some time, isn't it? Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And I've asked the three people to stand here, not because you are three people, but these are three parts of a human being, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. So he is representing the body, he's representing the soul, and he's representing the spirit. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Now, what does principle number two say? The spirit of the unsaved man is dead, desperately wicked. Charlie, by virtue of Adam and Eve, unsaved man, the spirit is dead. As you arrived. Tell me, as you arrived. As you arrived. That was it. And that's why there's no peace between us and God unless we do something about it. For the very same reason that you do not keep your relative that you love who has died. You don't keep them at home, or you keep them at home. If I come to your house, will I find your auntie who passed in the freezer? No. Because of that, you go and put them somewhere. Isn't it? That's how God had to put us somewhere. And yeah, that's why Jesus was the one who came and said, unless a man be born again, he can't enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's the scripture in John 3:3. Some people think that word born again is the charismatic church that brought it. No, it was a truth in the Bible that had been forgotten. Are you with me? So much as Kesben volunteered nicely, I have to send him away because somebody is being born again. So the spirit is changed. Thank you. I need another smallish person because it's not a repair. Oh, are you small enough? Okay, they say you are small enough, so come. Bless you. So it's a change. Are you here? You came to stand here. You see, sometimes when you come to give your life to Christ, it doesn't feel like anything has happened because it's not in your body and it's not in your soul. It's in your spirit, the hidden man that you do not see. So when you are saved, the principle number three says what? Righteous and truly holy. We are not talking about your body. We are not talking about your mind. We're talking just about your spirit. Give us Ephesians 4:24. Let's take a look. That you put on the new man, which after God, you see, the first one, Adam and Eve have messed it up. So now when you are born again, that prayer you came to say, that didn't look like anything. God took it and he gave you a new spirit. The Old Testament will talk about a new heart. The New Testament describes it a little more. And he says, you are created in righteousness and true holiness. And that is why, as a saved person, we say that the spirit of the saved person, go back to the principles, is righteous and truly holy. I hope you're understanding the point. The next time somebody accuses you because you've done something silly and they accuse you and say, hey, but you are a Christian, Charlie, tell them that I'm a worker under construction. Because as for your spirit, there's no doubt. But you are still under construction. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, principle number four says that the spirit, it says that when you are born again, your spirit is a newborn baby and it must grow. Please ask your neighbor who's sitting by you. Number one, are you born again? Number two, if you are born again, cry, are you growing? Yay. You are so. He's the one you should be asking that. Is he growing? Is he growing? Because this is where many issues in the church come from. Where people in the church, we have been here. We are in church. You are born again. There's no doubt about it. But your spirit is a baby. Babies don't have strength. Babies don't have strength. A baby of any sort doesn't have strength. Yeah. What are the characteristics of babies? They complain that every day you are crying. You're crying. Every day you are offended. You're always drinking milk in the wrong time, wrong place. I mean, you are just, we can't preach anything that has a little meat in it. We can only preach to you about how I see you receiving, collecting, get it, take it, 1, 2, 3, receive. Anything more difficult than that, you cannot process it. Can't process it because you are a baby. Mercy. Or you are a child. A child is a little better. A child is a little better. Can control himself. That's why a baby, even if the president is holding him and he feels like pooping, you do it right now. Doesn't mind who's holding, but at least a child. A little comportment. But you see, that's why in every church that as soon as we manage the children differently. Because if they were here, hey, it's not simple. Are you with me? But when you are born again, you must grow. And one of the things that hinders our growth is that for many of you, the only word you hear, which is a spiritual thing, is on Sunday. 45 minutes for Sunday. Then the rest of the week, from Sunday afternoon, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you expose your spirit to everything else that the spirit cannot eat. Unbeliever music. A lot of discussions that don't matter, don't do anything. Because your spirit is hungry. Are you in the house? So you're very quiet. The only prayers you can pray, Lord, give me, give me, give me. My name is Jimmy. Any prayer that is not about you receiving, you can't pray. Hey. Ask your neighbor, is your spirit a skalangbine? Skalangbine is just a nice word for skeleton. Is your spirit a skalangbine? No meat, no flesh on the spirit. Oh, Charlie. It's very, very, very serious, oh. Very serious. And you see, that's why sometimes I'm hard on people when we are in church. And I'll say to you, listen to the word. Listen to the word. Because even that one cry, you're not listening. Just say, your spirit is so hungry. You come into church, no, you're falling asleep. Complete, baby. You can't follow the word for more than 5 minutes. Hey, am I talking to somebody this morning? It's a sign to you. And you need to grow because your spirit needs to gain some strength to help you. That's why you're afraid of everything. Person, they came and did this and they did that and they... Listen, you're a child of God, oh. The power that is following you, the Bible says that it's the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's a very powerful spirit, but you're not living in it. Are you here? Because quiet time to you, don't do. Are you there? Or you do 2 days and miss four. Hey. As I'm sharing, I'm just praying that it's making you decide that I'm going to change it. I'm going to do better. I'm going to do better. Because your spirit is hungry. Are you there? Principle number 5. We are now moving from the spirit to the next guy. Your mind, your soul, that's where your soul is. It is the same. If before you were born again, you believed that you must sleep with any girl you like, that's your mind. That's how it has not changed. If you believe that there's no crime, copying is not a sin. Oh. Some of us, we don't believe that lying is a sin. You lie. Even when you don't need to lie, cry, you are lying. The reason is that it's because you are saved, though, but your mind is the same. You saw us change when we were born again. You saw us change. So spirit, complete change. Person went away. Another one has come. But your mind is there. How it was is how it is. That's why as we are watching you, there's no change in your life. There's no change. There's no change. Some of you are habitual masturbators. Habitual pornographers. And when I say it, I won't remove it from there. Some of you are adult men, you are on pornography. Young children, you're on it. There was a time when only men used to go after pornography. Now girls too. So you can't say that. Are you there? The reason is because your mind has not changed. Your spirit is born again, but until your mind changes, there will be no change. That's why Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, it says what? Be ye transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. The only way your mind will change is what you put into it. Wow. Please, what profession do you have?
Doctor of veterinary medicine.
Before you came, did you know how to give dogs injections?
Not at all.
But as you have come, have you learned?
Oh, yes. Even said.
You have learned, so if I bring my pregnant dog and she needs CS.
CS, or everything all right.
When you arrived here, did you know how to do it?
Not at all.
But as you came to school, they began to put something into your mind. 6 years down the line, you can do. Because what? Something has been put into your mind. Rejoice, did you arrive here speaking French? She said, oh no. You arrived as you came. First, you were already rattling the brain. How did you start? It's teaching something. They are putting it where? So can you greet us in French? Can you say something about what I'm saying in French?
Oui. Hey.
Some people are lost already.
Yeah. Bonjour tout le monde. Uh-huh. Notre évêque prêche de notre âme, notre corps et notre esprit.
That's all. Man is a spirit. God is a soul. He lives in the... Hey! What has happened? Something has been put into her mind. The what? Please, they say you should help them with translation. I can help you. She greeted us. She said, hello, everybody. Then she said, man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Please, am I right?
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But you see, many of you, you are like my French. Because if we continue this conversation, just two more lines, I'll be lost. Please, can you rise up and just say something now? Not something. You are holding a conversation with me in French. Uh-huh. Telling me about your week, this week.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Hier, j'étais le MC à une cérémonie.
MC, they only something MC. Uh-huh. They start MC at ceremony because they sound like English. Uh-huh.
À une cérémonie à mon école hier.
Hey. Have you seen I'm lost? Many of us, this is our Christianity. This is our Christianity. You have some small. When she stood up at first, she greeted us. I understood. Then because of what I'm preaching, I knew that what she had said, this is what. As soon as she has continued, I'm lost. And many of us, that's how we are. Because our mind has not been transformed. So there's nothing in the mind. There's not much French in my mind. Charlie, it would be nice to speak French, but I don't need it to go to heaven. But if your mind is not renewed, sooner or later, it might take you to hell. Sooner or later. Do you know why? This guy, much as he can be so close to the Spirit, that even in the Bible, they use them interchangeably. But the truth is, if you do not build your spirit, your mind up, your mind can associate with your body. The body was already stronger than the spirit. Now the two of them are collaborating. Body says, I feel like sex without marriage. You say yes. Body says, go and chase this other guy. I agree. Body says, go and drink this and you agree. The two of them can conspire to the point where you don't even know if you are saved or not. There are some scriptures in the Bible. Paul said, I committed his body to the devil so that he might be saved. That was the reason. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? The reason why he did that, he realized that, look, if I leave that person, this association will get so whatever, that they will kill this spirit that has been given. So better to let Satan take the body. Finish him now. So that the spirit will be, I beg you, help me with this, the scripture now. Look at the scripture I brought. Karma huo twi. There's a scripture which says that he has commended them to Satan to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. That's what he's saying. That I've given the person's body. Let sickness or something come and take the person away. Recently, somebody was chatting with me. One of the guys who has gone totally off course. I mean, he has begun to hate the bishop so much, a lot of mess. That guy, a few years ago, year 2021, January, he was battling for his life over COVID. Bishop Doug was running up and down. And he went to beg one of our doctors, said, keep this guy alive. Help him. Keep him alive. And the person who was talking to me said, maybe we should have left him to go at that time. If he had gone, maybe he would not have become what he has become today. That's the scripture. So if you fool around so much, you might get to the point where your very salvation is lost. I know this is a doctrinal point, and some people say your salvation cannot be lost. Well, you need to explain to me the parable of the 10 virgins. All 10 were virgins. All 10 had oil. All 10 fell asleep. How come 5 went, 5 didn't? Don't bring me once saved, always saved. Don't bring it to me at all. I prefer to think it is not so and be wrong than to think I am saved and I can do as I like and miss it. And this is the reason. And that is why if you don't transform your mind so that your mind agrees with what the Spirit is saying, if you don't do, you see, this your body, which is the next principle. Your body is still the same. It will never change. Your body. How many of us here, you have done something before, you were surprised? You were surprised you could do such a thing. Yeah, that's the body. That's the body. You thought that, oh, at least where I've reached there. This one, it won't get me. Where I've reached there, before you were aware. And the reason is because the body is the same. So if you do not allow this alliance to be strong, the body will over you. Okay. How many of us, you've done a fast before, you didn't finish? Do you know why you didn't finish? Who was the reason? Body. Yeah, body was called. Is it that your spirit doesn't know that fasting is good? Is it that your soul doesn't know? They know. But you didn't have enough strength to overtake this one. Then you started quoting scriptures. It's not by might. It's not by power. It's by your spirit. Oh, Jesus didn't command anything. Didn't put any command. You see, all those things that you are saying, it's just that your body has overed you. That's all. My God. It's not by grace and not by law. You'll be there quoting. Are you there? So to bring your body under control, that's the only way to survive as a Christian. Otherwise, it will overtake you. You will sleep with your maid and you'll be shocked. But that's why I need to advise you. When you see that they are writing a story about somebody, this man of God has fallen, this way, don't say anything, no. Hey. Just be quiet and pass and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Lord, have mercy. The Bible says, let he who thinks he stand take care. Rest before. You don't know that you're on slippery ground. Yeah. And the reason is the flesh. Okay, how many of us, you have gone to bed before saying, I should not have said what I said. I have said something, I shouldn't have said it. It's the flesh. It's the flesh. The flesh took over at a point. And we're talking. How many of us have slept where we shouldn't sleep? It is what? Even as I'm preaching, somebody has slept crying. Yeah. No control over the flesh. The flesh has you in control. It's a very dangerous place to be. Yeah. Very dangerous place to be. And so the Bible says after you are saved, your body is still the same and you must bring it under control. Every time I share this point, I'm reminded of this guy who was the head of some powerful international organization. And he went to the U.S. from France. He went to the U.S. and he went to tamper with some maid who was cleaning the room. And the maid decided to go and sit. Are you there? Next thing we knew, we only knew of it because it came up on CNN. That means it's beamed across the world. This powerful big man with his hands behind him, handcuffed, removed from the plane. He had actually managed to enter the plane to leave and go back. And they caught him, brought him off the plane. And they charged, you are very quiet. I'm telling you, before you are aware, your face is being beamed around. That's why I'm telling you that when you hear such things, don't go inside. Don't go inside. The man had been brought down till today. And he was the one who had been tipped to take over the premiership of France. Today, I was looking for him the other day on internet. Where is he now? He said, vague something, something, something. Turn to the person sitting here. You say, listen, let's our body there. We have to bring it under control. Yeah. You see, some of you are like, and the accountant has been stealing money. Me, I'll never steal. Don't say it all. Don't say that. You are not there. That's why you have not stolen. Yeah. These politicians, they are thieves. So are you. Just that you haven't had the opportunity. And that's why you must grow your spirit. Amen? That's why we give opportunity. We will soon have a time of fasting and prayer. It does not have to be to do anything, just to grow your spirit. That's all. So that you will stand in the evil day, which comes to everybody. Hey, are you there? What you don't know is that sometimes people set people up to fall. Yes. I remember Bill Clinton was one of the most loved U.S. presidents. They knew his secret, his weakness was women. And they had been timing him from the time when he was running the election. He didn't fall out, then the money came. I don't know how much disgrace a human being can take. Goodness. They used him to clean floor. Yeah. So we shouldn't imagine that we are somebody. Paul, I keep my body under and bring it into some. It's the only way. It's the only way. If we don't, we will not pray. We will not fast. We will not read our Bible. We will just misbehave. Are you here? Keep it under. And principle number 7. Principle number 7. After you are saved. This is one version. I prefer the other version of principle number 7. After you are born again, you must grow until you become a servant of God. Are you in the house? You must think the right things, learn the right things, and begin to serve God. May the Lord help us so that we don't lose the battle. And so that our hidden man will not be so weak that we go to a place we have not planned to go. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. For a moment, I just want you to pray. I just want you to pray for yourself. If you are here, you can see that, Charlie, I'm born again, but in fact, my mind is still the same. Pray for yourself. You're born again, you say that my mind has changed small, but there's a lot left. Pray for yourself. You are here, you can see that your body is in charge and it's messing you up. Pray for yourself. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray this afternoon. Pray for yourself this afternoon. Pray that you will be strong in spirit, that your mind will be transformed, that your body will be under control. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior abide. If ever I love you, my Jesus. My gracious Redeemer, my grace. Jesus, I love you. My Jesus, I love. I know that you are mine.
I know thou art.
For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. The reason we have any hope at all. This afternoon you are here and you still have the spirit that you came on this earth with. Or you are not sure that it has changed, so you cannot say with strength that you are born again. Please don't go home like that. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. The spirit of the unsaved man is dead and desperately wicked. You need that spirit to be changed. I thank God it's not difficult. I thank God that Jesus came to show us the way. And he was the one who told us that except a man be born again, he will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You are here this afternoon. You cannot say for sure that you are born again. You cannot say for sure that that spirit has changed. I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. I want to give you an opportunity that as you do, the Bible says, if that is to happen, you must confess Jesus. You believe, the demons also believe, they even shiver, but you need to confess him. And so as you stand where you are, you sit where you are here saying, I want to receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Just lift up your right hand. You want to say, I want to be sure, I want to be sure. God bless you. I want to be sure, I want to be sure. I even go to church, I'm just not sure. Please, can you come to me? I'm going to lead you to pray. Just join me here. It's just a simple prayer. Just come to me, please. And God bless you. Just come. God bless you. Please come. Just come. Just step out of where you are. Your heart is beating a lot. Jesus is just calling you. God bless you. You may be young, you may be old. Just make it right with him right now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You're standing and your heart is beating. That's Jesus knocking at the door of your heart. If you open, he will come right now and enter. Revelation 3:20. Please, if you're standing here, I want you to pray. Pray this prayer and make it your own. This is you confessing Jesus. And you want to say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner. Please forgive me for all my sin. Cleanse me. Write my name, Lord, in the book of life. Lord Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. I thank you for saving me. I thank you that from today, I'm born again. God bless you. Father, thank you for these ones who've come to receive you today. I pray that your blessing will remain with them, that they will always remember today as the day that they were sure that they were born again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. With all of me,
we believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIUDIASE. God richly bless you.